Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another podcast. Welcome back to School Your Spirit with me, Hannah. Today, we're actually going to be talking about a subject that I saw on TikTok the other day, and it got me so inspired, and I thought, you know what? I have to make this into a podcast episode because this is something that I have battled with in the past, and I'm sure it's something that we all battle with from time to time, every single year, in fact. That being said, today's episode is about being afraid to be seen trying and how we can counteract that. A lot of times I've asked people, what do you think has held you back in your life? And sometimes it can be like self-limiting thoughts or the perceptions of other people, which takes me into this being afraid of being seen trying to improve your life. And I personally don't do this, but I know that there has been people out there who basically just don't want to see people, you know, improving their life. And at the end of the day, this is all down to projection. A lot of the time when someone is, you know, telling you that you can't do that, or they're putting their limitations on you, that's exactly what they're doing. They're projecting their limitations onto you and saying, you can't do that because I can't do that. And at the end of the day, everyone can do anything. We can literally do anything we want at the end of the day. We all have the potential. We all have the ability to reach our highest potential. It's about releasing those self-limiting thoughts and getting to the bottom of like why those are even coming up in the first place, but why they're holding you back and why you're placing them on other people. At the end of the day, you're always going to have someone who doesn't like you no matter what you do. You could literally cure cancer and you will have someone say something about it. It doesn't matter what you do in life. You will have people who just do not like you for some reason. And that used to trigger me so bad because at the end of the day, we all want to be liked. It's just a human nature to want to be liked. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also have to remind yourself that you're not going to be liked by everyone because you also do not like everyone. Like, do you like everyone you ever come across? No, then you have to expect that not everyone is also going to like you, which I know that's a hard thing to kind of sit in because, you know, it's a defense mechanism for us to expect everyone to like us at the end of the day. And it can hurt to think that some people don't like us, especially when I started showing up online. I had, and even now I'm sure I still have it, I just try and turn a blind eye to it and not let it affect me and what my mission is at the end of the day of showing up online in the first place. I know so many people who have said, I really wanted to start a small business, but I was really worried about, you know, not having enough sales and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, that's so valid. But are you worried that you're not going to have enough sales because you want it to be something that's financially supporting you? Or are you worried about not having enough sales because you're worried that other people will be like, haha, see, her business didn't work out, or this didn't work out for her? Which at the end of the day, those people do not matter. And I know it's so easy to take that criticism on, because did you know at the end of the day, it takes two positive thoughts to outweigh one negative thought. That just proves how dense and condensed, I don't know if that made sense. Dense, you guys know what I mean. It's crazy to me that negative thoughts can pull us down that much and they can actually be stronger than positive thoughts, which is why I think so many of us struggle with having positive thoughts at the end of the day and having like positive thinking towards things, which is why I think we're all afraid of being seen trying. But at the end of the day, when I see people trying and wanting to improve their life and wanting to better their life, I'm like, yes, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. Like, this is so amazing. But I'm very aware that I think that way because I think that way about myself. And that's what I'm saying. This whole podcast episode is basically about like projections and mirroring, because it's actually not embarrassing to be seen trying to improve your life. We should all want to improve our life at the end of the day. I know I've talked about this before, but like people projecting their ideals onto you or projecting their own limitations onto you, it comes from them not thinking that they're good enough to do that, not thinking that they had the ability to do that. But don't let the opinions of others affect you, because as I said, you will always have people in your life who do not like you. You will come across people who do not like you, and that's okay, but they're just not your people. But on the flip side to that, you will have people who love you. You'll have people who want to see your unique abilities. They'll want to see your unique perception, because yes, whilst there's no original thought at the end of the day, like I believe that we all collectively share the same ideas. And if you don't use that thought, then it goes on to somebody else. I believe our thoughts and ideas and innovations, I believe that they're energy. They're like little energy bubbles. This is how I look at it. They're little energy bubbles, and it pops into your head And if you act on that, then that's your idea. But if you don't act on that, that energy bubble of an idea will go to somebody else who also has the qualifications and the abilities to bring that into their reality and bring that into the collective. I truly believe that these energy bubbles hold frequencies, and it goes to the frequency that it feels it will match the best to in that moment. But it would be silly and naive to think that we're the only people who have those unique, innovative ideas. That's why whenever I get an idea, it doesn't matter when I get it, I'll write it in my notes app and I try and act on it 99% of the time within that day, within that 24 hours, because I'm like, this is a great idea, I need to jump on it. And I have many, many great ideas, and a lot of them I don't jump on because I'm like, that's amazing, but that's not really where I want to be in my life right now. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And when I say, like, you know, jump on those ideas, that's not me saying, oh, if you don't do it, you'll miss out. Like, you'll get another great idea. But what I'm saying is, it's really important to act on those. But also, when you act on those ideas, you will get more ideas. When you be creative, you will be more creative. Just like sleep promotes sleep, like promotes like. You can hear a little rattling in the background, which I'm hoping you can't. It's my dog trying to currently chase a fly, and we're just gonna work with that. She's a fly catcher. Be afraid to be seen trying is to allow others' projections and limitations to limit you. Please don't ever do that. When someone puts their projections and limitations on you, try and take it with a grain of salt, shrug it off. And I know initially when you're trying to do that, that process can be hard. Doing anything new in your life will always be difficult at first. And I think that's something I get really frustrated with, like the self-development, I guess, niche community, whatever you want to call it. They kind of come up with these great ideas, right? Everyone has great ideas, but they don't actually like teach people how to follow through with those ideas in a grounded way. And that's why I say all the time, it's important, first of all, to have compassion for yourself when you're stepping into these new things. So when you feel those feelings coming up where you kind of want to limit yourself, it's important to sit within yourself and ask yourself, okay, first of all, is this my limitation or is it another person's limitation? Because 99% of the time, it can actually be a limitation that someone has probably put on us either recently or in the past, and we're allowing that to kind of hold us back. Sometimes that self-limitation can come from not feeling confident enough, and confidence comes from consistency. I'm going to say that again. Confidence comes from consistency. Rarely ever are you going to do something new and go, I feel so confident in this. No, you're not going to. Confidence comes from being consistent with something, and then after a while, it's not new to you anymore. You're feeling more comfortable with it, which means you're going to be more confident with it. So whenever you're like, how can I build my confidence up? Be consistent with yourself, and consistency comes from being disciplined with yourself. And I think a lot of people lack discipline. I was definitely one of those people. I just kind of expected that it would just work out for me, but you have to be disciplined. So that's not me saying like, don't take moments of rest and pause. I will say that to the cows come home. I will say that so many times. If you need to rest and pause, listen to your body and listen to that. But at the end of the day, you really do need to be disciplined. So I work a lot of my stuff around my cycle. So basically when I'm in like the follicular and ovulation phase, I will try and get bulk amounts of things that I love doing or I need to do done in that time frame. Because as soon as I hit the luteal phase of my cycle, I don't feel like doing shit. I do not feel like doing anything. I have lots of self-limiting thoughts around that time. I struggle with PMDD, so it actually like really affects my mental health. And if my mental health is affected, then I'm definitely finding that everything I do in my life will be affected because my mental health is affected. And that also affects my physical health for sure. So basically what I do is I will be like super disciplined in that first half of my cycle. And then the second half of my cycle, I'm a lot more free flowing and I kind of do whatever I need to do in those time frames. That allows me to feel like I'm still making progress, but I'm not putting pressure on myself, because that's the time when my body wants to like rest and hit pause. And that's why I'm saying it's really important to connect with your cycle, because once you start connecting with it, you really start to understand yourself on profound levels. There's a reason I bring it up in almost every podcast episode, because my whole life is dictated around my cycle, and I will never force myself to be disciplined in the second half of my cycle because I just can't. And if I try to be disciplined on myself, that's when I'll have a lot of self-limiting beliefs, and a lot of that afraid of being seen trying can come up for me around that part of my cycle. So That's like a little reflection point from this podcast today, actually. Is there a part of your life that you feel you have some self-limitations around? And are those self-limitations coming from like confidence, or are they coming from the projection and limitations of others? Another reflection I would really ask yourself to ask yourself, how many times have you been afraid to be seen trying? How many times do you think that's held you back in things that you've wanted to do? And I know for a lot of people, that's like, you know, if you want to start a small business, especially nowadays in 2023, almost 2024, you really do have to show up on social media to have a successful business. And I know that can be so hard for some people, because a lot of people say, I don't like to use social media, yada, 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 which is so valid. Like, that's so valid that you feel that way. But unfortunately, we live in this like modern world where you kind of do need to be able to show up on social media. And if you have a small business, please show your face. I know that can be really, really hard, but even if you just show your face once a week, that's better than nothing. I know a lot of people who go, oh, my business isn't doing well. This is just a little hot tip. And I could literally look over your account and be like, I don't know who you are though, as a person. There's so many amazing small businesses out there. Unless you're actively showing your face, I want to buy from people. I want to buy from small businesses who show little bits and bobs of themselves. You don't have to show every aspect of your life. Privacy is so important. If you're not showing your face and showing like little facts and little things of your life, you will find that your business is not going to do as well. Ask you to ask yourself, why do you feel afraid of showing your face online, even if it's once a week? Like, why is that? And another time that you could be afraid to be seen trying would be like, let's take that away from social media, because I know not everyone listening to this would be thinking about social media. Being afraid to be seen trying would be, I really want to go to the gym more, but I am afraid of going to the gym because I don't want people to see me being unfit. Who cares? If I see someone at the gym, I see someone at the gym. I honestly do not care. And trust me when I say, you'll find that a lot of the time, your thoughts will tell you that everyone's looking at you and everyone cares that you're there. And trust me when I say, no one actually gives a hoot at the end of the day. We're all so busy focused on ourselves a lot of the time. We don't even care about other people. It's literally our own thoughts telling us that because we're not feeling confident, which is just wild. Sometimes our thoughts will tell us things because it thinks it's protecting us. But at the end of the day, it's not protecting us. It's actually holding us back. So whenever you have those thoughts come up, oh my God, everyone's looking at me. Everyone's doing this. Like, you know, all those like thoughts coming up, just tell yourself, hang on a second. This is what I'm saying. You need to talk to yourself like a friend. And I've done a podcast episode on this, so go check that out. But you need to talk to yourself like a friend. You need to be like, hang on a second. Are people really paying attention to me? Am I really that important in this atmosphere right now? Yes, you are important, but you're not important like that. Hopefully that's making sense. What I'm saying is basically like, we're all so focused on ourselves a lot of the time that we're so afraid that people are watching us and paying attention to us, when a lot of the time they're not. It's just our thoughts telling us that. And the people that are paying attention in a negative way, they're not even worth your energy or time. It's people who talk bad about other people, it's because they feel shit about themselves. And I will say that again. People who talk bad about other people and gossip about other people feel shit about themselves. All of my friends in my life, we don't gossip. We don't do anything like that. And that's because we have hobbies and we have interests and we have things that we like. And everyone has the ability to have friendship groups who don't talk negative about other people, who don't gossip, who want to focus on like amazing things. And trust me when I say, you will find those people, but it's really important to also match that frequency within yourself. If you don't match that frequency within yourself, you will continue to get people who are negative and gossipy. And those friends who are like that, if they're gossiping about other people, trust when I say they are doing it about you too. And I don't say that to bring negative thoughts or negative connotations to you and your friendships. I'm just saying it's important to be aware that if you're finding people like that in your life, they're doing that about other people, it would be silly to think that they're not doing about you. I always think to myself when I've had like friends who are like that, I love you, but I cannot have you in my life because I don't trust you. If you can bag up other people like that, it means that you absolutely could do that about me too. And I don't want friendships like that in my life. And we all deserve to have fulfilling, amazing friendships in our life and people in our life who go, wow, I'm so proud of you because you're trying. It's not embarrassing to try in life. Trying in life is what we should all do. We all should move in different phases of our life Can you imagine doing the same thing over and over for the rest of your life, then getting to the end of your life and thinking, I didn't really live, did I? Because I just did the same thing all the freaking time. No, it's so important for us to get out of our comfort zone. And that's what I've learned from the spirit world so much, is they always say, live your life to the fullest. And that can mean, you know, living your life, making sure that you're in alignment and you're having happiness and joy. That's not saying you're not going to have sad moments, moments where you're going to feel rage and anger, and all those emotions are sacred. Every emotion is valid at the end of the day. You want to be able to experience life to the vastness that it is. And that is starting new things and trying new things and dipping your toe in things, even if it doesn't work out. Who cares if it doesn't work out? There's nothing wrong with something that you're doing in your life. Nothing wrong if you're doing something and it just doesn't work out. I don't understand why people go, oh, that didn't work out for you. Yeah, because it wasn't meant for me. But you know what? I gave it a try. And the people who win in life are the people who aren't afraid to be seen trying, who aren't afraid to even try in the first place. At least you know that something's just not right for you. Wouldn't you rather that than have like a what if? Like, what feeling is worse than the what if feeling? I do not ever want to have what if feelings in my life. Even if I fuck up and I make a mistake, who cares? I tried. And to me, that makes me a winner. And that's what I think you need to think about your life too. You know what? Who cares if that didn't work out for me? I tried, and that already makes me a winner. Experiences have you had in your life that you have been afraid to be seen trying? What are some times where you've held yourself back from trying in the first place because you're afraid of what others are going to think of you or what you're going to think of yourself? And then lastly, what is three things that you can do in the next few months? Small baby steps, by the way. I always say take small baby steps when you're trying something new. What are three things that you could try and dip your foot in that you've never done before? And the take home from that is whether it works out or not, because it doesn't matter either way. Trust me when I say you're going to learn a lesson either way, whether it works out for you or if it doesn't work out for you, at least you tried. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I am so, so grateful. As always, if you could please leave a star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever one that you listen to, it really helps me know that you're enjoying the podcast, but it also helps my podcast growth. And I'm just so grateful for that. I have so many amazing episodes coming out in the next few weeks, and especially into 2024. You guys know I have a Gemini moon, so I have ideas literally pouring out of me constantly. I have so many things I want to talk about, and I'll talk about it with you very soon. Bye.